Nepal's Foreign Minister Upendra Yadav says Prime Minister Prachanda's recent visit to Beijing to attend the closing ceremony of the Olympics was not intended to keep India at a distance. He also says that Nepal's new government will maintain equidistance or balanced relations with both India and China. The comments came after Prime Minister Prachanda broke with the tradition followed by previous Nepalese leaders of making New Delhi their first international stop after assuming office. Instead, he met top Chinese leaders in Beijing and both sides promised to be good neighbours and good friends. Some commentators saw the visit as a signal that Nepal's new leader, whose Communist Party of Nepal fought for a decade to overthrow the monarchy, wants to build closer ties with China. However, the head of Kathmandu's Center for Contemporary Studies, Lokraj Baral, says any overtures to China by Nepal's new government are unlikely to come at the expense of relations with India.
No government will ignore our relations with India. So far the practical realities are there. I think we have more extensive relations with India. Economically we are tied up. From people to people relations point of view, we are very close because we have open border. Then cultural links are there, religious links are there, security wise also they are tied up.
Landlocked Nepal has traditionally shared a special relationship with India, defined by a security and trade accord signed in 1950. The treaty allows people on both sides to travel across the border and work in either country and commits both sides to assisting one another on security issues. India is also Nepal's biggest trading partner. But Prime Minister Prachanda says the security and trade pact is unequal and wants a review of all treaties between India and Nepal. A former Indian Foreign Secretary, Lalit Mansingh, says there have been similar calls by other Nepalese leaders in the past and suggests that both countries should discuss the issue without either side feeling sensitive about it. He also suggests that New Delhi could make several concessions to help Nepal.
As a bigger neighbor, we can do certain things for Nepal without extracting reciprocity. Nepal is one of the poorest countries in the world. It's the least developed country. And therefore, we don't have to have the same terms of trade as we would have with, let's say, an advanced country. Therefore, we can afford to be more generous in giving access to Nepalese products in our markets.
Commentators say a visit by Nepalese Foreign Minister Upendra Yadav to New Delhi later this week to attend a regional conference will provide an opportunity to assess the direction in which the bilateral relationship will head in the coming months. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.